Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 12th of July. As long as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to recede and there are no further new strain surprises, this coming 2021-22 season, the port of Ushuaia in Tierra del Fuego is scheduled to receive some 68 tourism vessels and 488 calls. The first cruise vessel is expected on the 25th of October, and the closing season visit should be on May 22nd, 2022, according to the information recently published in the provincial ports site. Roberto Muccia, head of the provincial ports, underlined that the fact the government in Buenos Aires approved the Ushuaia port sanitary protocol is most significant since it gives operators predictability. Muccia also underlined the importance of the cause for Ushuaia economic activities, since Antarctic cruisers receive 100% of logistics support there, and the Two Oceans cruisers also receive significant support. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it is highly unlikely lockdown will end on Friday after the state recorded 77 new COVID cases and its first death since December. 33 of the cases have been out in the community while infectious. The Premier said she expected a marked increase in the numbers in the next 24 hours. As a result, she warned that the lockdown could be extended beyond July 16. Of the new locally acquired cases, 55 were linked to a known case or cluster, 39 household contacts and 16 close contacts, and the source of the infection for 22 cases remained under investigation. Currently, 52 COVID-19 cases are in hospital, with 15 people in intensive care, 5 of whom require ventilation. All persons travelling to Norway from abroad, except countries or regions in the EEA, Schengen or United Kingdom, which have a sufficiently low infection rate, must go into entry quarantine unless they are covered by the exemption provisions of the COVID-19 regulation. Entry quarantine lasts for 10 days. Currently, only presentation of a COVID-19 certificate with a QR code which can be verified by the Norwegian authorities is considered to be secure and a verifiable way of proving vaccination or previous illness. Other persons in entry quarantine must take a PCR test 7 days after arrival. If they then test negative for COVID-19 via a PCR test, they can end their quarantine. With Las Vegas in the grips of a stifling heatwave, staring down potential high temperatures right into the next week, about 50 flights were delayed or cancelled last Friday, and most of them on Southwest Airlines, which has a robust presence at Las Vegas's McCarran International Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration said that the delays are due to wind and heat. After a 115-degree Fahrenheit day last Friday, the temperature at 2 a.m. on the Saturday morning was still 99 degrees in Las Vegas. This week, with the Vegas record of 117 degrees very much in sight, the McCarran Airport officials are advising passengers to seek guidance through their respective airlines. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.